The U.S. Open is underway in New York. Whenever there's a Grand Slam tennis tournament, it means that there's a lot of ESPN in the house. My wife is the one who is the tennis addict. All three of us, my wife, my daughter, and I, all play tennis. But whenever there's a major, she's got ESPN and the tennis channel on pretty much all the time. It's one of the rare times where the husband has to tell the wife, honey, turn off ESPN, let's have dinner, for goodness sake. Well, last night was kind of a weird night at the U.S. Open. Let's talk about that now with Patrick McEnroe, who is one of the broadcasters for ESPN and also has a new book out about his years on and off the court called Hardcourt Confidential. Patrick, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we talk about Andy Roddick and everybody else who won or lost last night, tell me about this woman who had a concussion and fell down on the court last night and had to be taken off.
Oh, very, very, very scary situation. It happened actually early in the day. And, you know, obviously we've had brutal heat here in New York the last couple of days, which certainly was a factor. But I think the bigger factor was that we found out afterwards, after Victoria Azarenka, who's a top 10 player in the world and one of sort of the outside contenders, I think, to win this title. Before the match, she was warming up in the gym they have for the players. And apparently she was on the treadmill doing a jog or a sprint, and she fell and banged her head and her arm. And apparently, although I'm not sure they knew it at that time, she suffered a mild concussion. But the officials knew about it. The medical staff knew about it when she went on court, so they were monitoring her. And she's had trouble in the heat before in her career, in extreme heat down in Australia. So she basically sort of fainted on the court, fell down, and it was obviously a very scary situation. She was on the ground, and luckily the good news is that she's okay. But obviously she had to retire in the match, down 5-1 in the first set. And it's just really a case of the heat has really been a big story these first few days of the U.S. Open. I think that was part of what happened to Victoria yesterday.
This is one of the problems with having a tennis tournament every August in New York, and this is almost an annual problem with the court temperatures getting sometimes over 100 degrees, right?
Oh, well over 100 degrees. But we've been kind of lucky the last few years. It's been milder, and it's expected to actually turn. We're actually worried now about the hurricane that's coming up the coast that could hit tomorrow. But it's supposed to bring the temperature down, so I think we'll see, you know, beautiful temperature in the low 80s for the rest of the tournament.
Now, you know better than I do, but in a hurricane, it's better to use a serve and volley game than...
that's right. You don't want to let the ball move around too much, so maybe that's the only way we can get serve and volley back in the game.
Let's talk about Andy Roddick, who got into a shouting match with one of the lineswomen last night. What's the story on this?
Well, it was all shouting in one direction. There was no shouting coming from the lineswoman. Actually, the lineswoman made the correct call, which is that Roddick footfaulted, and we had numerous replays that showed actually numerous times where Roddick footfaulted. But what happened was, we tennis players, we like details. So when we get called for a footfall, the first thing that tennis players always do is say, which foot? Which foot? Because we want to know which foot we footfaulted with. And the lineswoman said the right foot, which she was mistaken. It was actually Roddick's front foot, his left foot. So Andy, you know, kind of let that bother him and got very upset about it. And I think he got a little bit too upset, to be honest. Although actually at the time, as my brother and I were talking about it as it was happening, it was actually probably the best thing that happened to him because it got his adrenaline going. He was really flat throughout most of that match. It actually got him pumped up, and he almost allowed him to get back in the match. But overall, it was a pretty disappointing performance from Roddick as he lost in four sets.
Talking with Patrick McEnroe here on the Big 550 KTRS. My wife and I, when we are watching these, we wish that more Americans were doing better all the time. It's not just a nationalistic thing, but we remember a time when, you know, McEnroe and Connors and Everett and all the rest of the great American stars were out there on a regular basis. Now, once you have Roddick on the men's side and the Williams sisters on the women's side, there's a big fall off, and it's mostly Europeans who are doing so much better. Why is that, Patrick?
Well, that's a great question, and that's my biggest role in tennis probably is running player development for the USTA, which is what I've been doing for about 2 years, and I talk about a lot of those challenges in my book. But here's the bottom line. The world has caught up. The world has gotten better. you know, tennis is extremely popular all over the world, and they're getting better athletes to play the game at a young age. So that's number one, which we have to do in this country. We've got to coach them and train them better once they get into the game and they get good. And the good news is that we're seeing some positive signs at the U.S. Open. We've got some good young players that are coming up. Ryan Harrison won a huge match for him yesterday, beat one of the top 20 players in the world, and he's just 18. We've got some good young girls coming up as well. But it's certainly been a wake-up call the last couple of years. And, you know, we've gotten the call, and we've got to do a better job of getting these players to the top of the tennis game.
Now, speaking of non-Americans, I like this this Danish woman, Carolyn Wozniacki, who I think probably with Serena not there is the favorite on the women's side, isn't she?
She's certainly one of the favorites, and she's the number one seed. So, but she's never won a major. So always it's hard to say the favorite is ever someone that hasn't won a Grand Slam, because winning a major is a whole different deal. And she's come close. I mean, she reached the final last year, losing to Kim Clijsters. You probably have to put Clijsters maybe slightly ahead of Wozniacki just because of her experience. She's got a little more weight on her ball. She's a little more of an aggressive player than Wozniacki. But she's extremely quick, Wozniacki. She's very, very solid off the baseline. And she won't beat herself. And as you said, I think the X factor is the non-factor, meaning Serena. You know, when Serena's in the tournament, it's, let's be honest, it's all about Serena and her personality and her game and the intimidation factor that she brings to the table. So with her out, that definitely has got to open the door for someone like Caroline to say, hey, this is my time.
And is there anyone on the men's side who can break through the wall that is Federer and Nadal?
I think Andy Murray could. I mean, I think he's played well enough on this surface. He loves the fast hard courts, the Flushing Meadows. He won a big tournament up in Canada just a couple of weeks ago, beating both Federer and Nadal in the semis and the finals. So I think he's got the game, but the X factor with him is the same as it is with Wozniacki. It's can he break through and win a Grand Slam tournament? I think, and obviously Federer is looking awfully good coming off his win over in Cincinnati about 2 weeks ago. But out of those three, I'd be shocked if there's anyone else that won the tournament.
Patrick, I saw your brother John this summer when he came to St. Louis to play in one of his exhibition matches with Jim Courier. Do you still go out and play, or are you out on the court on a regular basis?
I try to play, but I like to say, you know, I don't play for money, because if I did, I'd be broke. But we still try to get out there. My brother plays a lot in the senior tour and loves it. I don't quite have as much time to do that stuff, nor do people really want to see me play at this point, to be honest. But we love the game, and, you know, it's given us a lot. It's given me unbelievable opportunities in my life. So it's an amazing game to play. You can play it at any level, at any age. And so the short answer is yes, I try to get out there every week and play.
Well, I want to thank you as a fan, because I think you and your brother John do some of the best analysis in all of sports. And whenever one of these majors is on, and like I said, the TV is on all day and all night with the Grand Slam events, you guys give great insight into the game, and I thank you very much for that.
Well, listen, we appreciate it. I mean, we're passionate about the game, and we love it, and we're glad you're tuning in.
The book is called Hardcourt Confidential, Tales from 20 Years in the Pro Tennis Trenches. I don't know if there are any tips on how to hit it between your legs like Roger Federer, but it's a good read. Patrick McEnroe, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
7:30 at the Big 550 KTRS.